whatnot.
Shut up! WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're rude. Wow, you're like a detective or something.
And you're smart. And you're funny. But you are bitter. And you're lonely. So you treat everyone around like they're idiots. And you get away with it. Because you're Kane.
Please stop. It's hard to write through the haze of bitter tears.
But you're not actually getting away with it. Last nurse you made fun of, she probably slipped some crap into your coffee.
Yeah. I asked for decrapinated coffee.
Treat people like jerks. You get treated like a jerk.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's our motto.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Right. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody can suck it.
Well, what glory is cool.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Sure does.
The comedy stops here. The Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to Paula time.
Ah,
not Paula time.
It's funny man time. Dance, monkey, dance.
I'm out of it. I got nothing left. I used it all in that last phone call I made with you. And that wasn't even that strong.
So you're done.
You didn't even sound like John Ratzenberger.
That was amazing how you did it without using the Cliff Clavin.
Anyway, everybody, here is our friend Frank Caliendo, Mr. Big Shot.
Hello, Frank, and thank you for coming by today.
Oh, thank you for having me at your patio party.
Frank is here in D.C. all week, tomorrow night, Thursday night, Friday night. DC Improv, few tickets available, but they'll be gone by the end of the segment. If you go to DCImprov.com.
You're still doing it. You're still hitting the pavement. You're still out there. You're still in the clubs. You're working.
Yeah, I like that. I call it working it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're working it.
I'm really working it.
And then I sat and really worked it.
So how about that?
What is that?
Yeah, you know, as a voice guy, play it again and see if he can identify who that man was. An icon in show business, older man.
And he's talking at this point about pleasuring himself.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Famous, legendary showbiz personality.
Really?
But think old school.
I have no idea.
Okay, here's your clue. Cripples.
I might give you another clue. Can I give him another clue?
Can I just go on Cripples?
You give him, play it again.
And then I sat and really worked it.
All right, this is an individual who many times doesn't make people laugh when he's trying to be funny, but when he's trying to be serious, makes people laugh.
And Jerry then Lewis? I sat and really worked it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
That's a great clue.
He worked it. He sat and really worked it.
Yeah,
so Frank, here you are.
I think I may be doing the telethon this year.
Are you going to be doing the telethon?
I think I might be.
All right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You did it last year.
I did it 2 years ago. I think they replayed it last year.
They did in the overnight.
Yeah, is that what it was?
I mean, are you out there where Jerry is when you do it?
Asked to be with Jerry this time.
Very good.
I thought it would be fun.
Do you do Jerry?
Not really.
You don't
do
Jerry?
No.
All right.
Okay. What's that thing where he always has the lozenge now?
Yeah. Jerry with the lozenge.
I can't really perform. Here he is.
And he's getting more like Georgie Jessel every
year. How about that limo you pulled up in today, Mr. Big Shot?
Well, some people like to really show what they got.
Yeah, don't hate the player. Hate the game. Frank pulled up today and now,
the game was sorry.
There are not many cars that I classify as ugly, but that Honda, what is the name of that thing? That
The Element, I believe. Element. Is that an Element that you're in?
It's not mine.
I know it's not yours.
I have to do everything I can to keep Allison from the Improv from crying at
it.
She knows it's ugly. She's like, it's ugly. I know that.
She's not taking it personally, right?
No.
The only good thing
even if she is, who cares?
The only good thing I've ever heard about that car is that, remember when someone called and said it has a rubber floor?
You can throw up in it and hose it out.
That you could go to the bathroom in it, you could spill a drink, and you just like you lift up the plug and all the stuff leaks out in a hole.
Mm-hmm. Is that true, Allison? Is that yeah, we can see you through the window over there. Is that true that you can hose that car down?
Yes.
Hi.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. See, that's a bonus.
Hey, Allison.
Party bonus.
Uh-huh.
Did Frank make any inappropriate moves towards you on the ride over today? Because you know he's got that rep.
No, Frank was well behaved. Tomorrow I should be worried.
Allison, doesn't the improv vehicle, the element that you're driving in, doesn't that also convert into some sort of RV? Can't you like put a mattress down in it or something?
Well,
like
we
that?
Sometimes put the comics up there. To stay.
Don't be funnier than I have been in this interview so far, please.
On the ride
she's
over,
she's killing me.
On the ride over, how much was Frank bellyaching and bitching about having to come here? You can be honest, please.
All.
Oh,
not
come on, Allison, be honest.
Who's bitching about other things, but not that.
Ah. The luxury accommodations here on Hubbard Drive in beautiful Rockville, Maryland.
Nice.
It was funny. It was like, why? It didn't seem like a 12-step program to me. It seemed like a grade school reunion. Like, it was you guys that just got together after not being around each other for a long time.
We just hang out, and during the commercial breaks, we just, you know, because this is it. This is not like, it's not like being at a radio station where you get a lot of other people going on. This is our studio, our building. The whole thing is ours. And so during the breaks, we just spill out onto the sidewalk because there's something else to do.
It's like a clubhouse.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Listen to this email we got today. Really. This is for me. Dear Don, blah-blah, I know your real name is Mike Source. You grew up in Prince George's County. That's here in D.C., in this area. My name is Al Villa. I went to Melwood Elementary School with you in Mrs. Harriet's class, along with Bart Fouts, John Lozonski, Pat McGarvey, and Jeff Cottrell. We drew stupid pictures and made rude noises and squeaked by. This would have been 1968 through 1969. Is this you?
Is it you?
Oh, yeah.
No. You went to Melwood?
Yep.
I didn't know you went to Melwood.
We've discussed this before. Melwood Elementary School.
Oh, yes. Not the retarded place.
See, there's a place. No. See, Frank, there's a place in D.C. called Melwood, and they run ads all the time on TV. Like
they ask for car donations to further their development.
Well,
they're good work.
Hi, everybody.
They're good work.
And I have the misfortune.
That
of
wasn't
having,
Jerry Lewis, too, was it?
No. Okay. I have the misfortune of having gone to an elementary school that now shares the name of a retard institution.
But a fine one, one that does good work.
Helping the mentally
disabled.
You donate
your car and everything.
That's right, Buzz, helping the mentally disabled.
And develop
that's what it's called.
Yes,
anyway, this guy that knew me in elementary school writes, P.S., I continue drawing stupid cartoons, and I invented the Big Johnson shirts.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's
Big
the guy.
Johnson shirts.
Have you not seen those on the boardwalk?
No. Is that down in Ocean City, Maryland?
Mike, I believe they're everywhere now.
Big Johnson, like they just say the Big Johnson on them?
I think it's a bar. Well, it's a thing about a guy's thing.
Right.
It's
okay.
A joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get it, Big,
yeah,
Big
well,
Johnson?
I know that. Yeah, right, right.
Anyway, well, Frank, you didn't come in to hear that, did you?
No, I'm actually more interested in this than anything I'd have to say.
But just, you mentioned elementary school, and there are some of my pals called in.
School reunions.
So what's George Bush doing these days?
Hey!
Nice setup.
I was helping out those retarded kids.
At Melwood.
Or, I'm sorry, that's not how you say it, retarded children.
Okay, all of that stuff aside, how are you? How many dates are you doing on this current swing of yours?
I'm wrapping it up. I'm doing 3 days here. I'm actually doing a corporate show tonight, and then 3 days at the club, and then
corporate means like big money.
Well, what's that? Now?
It all means big money to me nowadays.
Now, what's a corporate show? I mean, we think what it is, but what is it really?
It's a show usually for a company or a convention. Tonight, I'm doing it's for a group of veterinarians. And Terry Bradshaw, keeping the sick dogs from being sick, but letting the sick cats stay.
You know? This is when I wish it was TV, because he's giving you the George
he
Bush
does
look,
the face.
Too, right in your face.
Yeah, I'll do that for the vets.
And I guess Bradshaw did this event, Terry Bradshaw, for those of you who don't know that I'm on a last-name basis with him, apparently. He had done it, and he went out. This is a different event. It was like in, I don't know, like Tennessee or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he comes out, and he says, "It is such a pleasure to be talking to so many people who have defended our country the way you have." And he goes, "Frank, they were standing there like they thought I was serious."
Oh,
like,
so he had this great opening line.
I didn't get any jokes. I go, you know what? I'm going to do the same line as George W. Bush halfway through my act. I'm going to tell you what, it's going to kill. Uh-huh. It's all in delivery, Terry.
And you know it is.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Is.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, what about when you met, you said we look like grade school guys, and I had that thing from grade school. What about you now, Frank? When you go out, do you run into people that you went to school with, high school, elementary school? How do they treat you now?
Yeah, I usually get an email from somebody that they'll say, like, you don't remember me, and then I'll type back everything I know about them. Like, because I can remember. I have a weird memory with people. I think it's because of what I do. I don't know if you have it, too.
I don't. But, I've destroyed it over the years through alcohol abuse. But really, there was a time, I think, maybe in my early 20s when I could remember things.
I can remember almost everybody from my kindergarten class.
So people will be shocked when you respond to them that way.
Yeah. Right? And I'll tell them, you know, yeah, you sat in this row in this class and stuff like that.
And then what happens after that? What happens after the initial?
I tell them not to bother me.
Okay. See, I was going to say, you have to follow up that way.
Yeah.
Because if you give them all the information, they're going back and saying, oh, my God, he's my buddy. He remembers me.
Yeah. Usually they'll just type back something like, all you do is John Madden. Who cares? See you. You're pigeonholed.
I tell you what you did the last time you were on the phone, and I've been driving everybody crazy with it. Horrible. Trouble.
Oh, you were working on the Charles Barkley.
Horrible.
And, you know, it's funny, because did you watch the golf tournament over the weekend?
I did.
The celebrity golf.
And you know that at
that
one
golf
point,
tournament is Charles Barkley. That is not an amusing sports activity unless you're watching Charles Barkley play golf.
Did you see when he said, I hit a horrible shot, and I thought of
terrible.
You, Frank?
No,
he said horrible. He said
horrible,
but it sounded like terrible.
That was horrible. I don't know why I go out there every time. Michael Jordan, he might have played golf pretty good, but he didn't. He don't play no defense out there. And
well, there isn't any defense on the golf course.
That doesn't matter. He doesn't play any. I was terrible. I mean, I was terrible. A lot of guys, you know, I love playing golf, but I'm not a great golfer, but I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. I get better at it every time I go out there in my cutoff shorts or whatever it is. I'm not like Daisy Dukes or something like that, but I just try. I try to play, and, you know, it's not terrible. It's terrible.
I think the golf thing might be the thing to do it, because I haven't found the bit to do with them. Yep. There's got to be a golf.
Well, it's amazing, because if not enough people, I think, I'm not sure whether enough people know Charles Barkley because of golf, because it's a totally different element.
But I think
it's so much fun to watch him. I mean, it really is. Because he's the worst out there, and he's, you know, one of the largest men out there as well. And you've got guys, I watched this thing, I guess they have it in Tahoe. Lake Tahoe is where they have this celebrity tournament. And you've got Jack Wagner, and you've got Chris Chandler, former NFL quarterback.
Do you know whose tournament it was?
I think it's American Century. I think that's who does it. And they have it every year. And it's a celebrity tournament, but it's a pretty high level of golf. And then they show clips of Charles Barkley, and it's fantastic to watch him play golf.
He just hacks. He just hacks. But the cool thing is, I've been doing a lot of these golf tournaments. I did the Mario Lemieux Foundation one, and it was the most surreal thing. I look out to my right, and there's Joe Theismann.
Yeah, he plays in all of them.
Next to him, Roethlisberger, Lynn Swan. Marino's in the back, just hoping I don't talk about him. And it was surreal to see all these guys.
And they play at a pretty high level. They really do.
Do you play golf, or are you?
No,
there?
I usually, when I will try, I'll get to the third hole and get extremely angry.
Mm. That was terrible. That was a terrible attempt at a shot. About that, go home. Go home.
Are you a club thrower, Frank?
I literally. I literally, it doesn't matter. You know, I usually don't pay a lot of money when I haven't golfed in years, but I will literally leave from the third hole. I'll just say, that's it. I'm done. I can't take this crap.
In many ways, that's honorable. You know,
yeah, I'm saving the course.
Saving your playing partners.
I am telling you that Charles Barkley is a goddamn home run. Really.
Are you in my five? Don, are you in my five? Because I know that Dwayne Wade is, and I called him when he was on the golf course. God, that was hilarious. That was crazy. Crazy of me to call him from 2 feet away.
I wish there was someone I could call and say, we have Charles Barkley here. That is how good that is. Truly, truly.
I don't even know what words I could say. And I've got it at that point where this is actually the first time it's really clicked where I've said more than five words.
Well, terrible is what we hung on that for like a month after you
terrible
were on
the
show.
Terrible was the... Terrible. That's
terrible.
That's exactly the TNT show.
It is terrible. I mean, instead of talking about basketball, what we're going to do is we're going to just do old pictures of ourselves and call me fat.
Isn't that what that whole... It's like Fox NFL Sunday on basketball. Like, they took that model of let's not really talk about basketball. All it is like superimposing their heads on different things. They never really talk about basketball. It's like showing old pictures of them.
And that doesn't exist without Charles Barkley. They can't do that show without him.
Have you seen any of the ads? This is not a cheap segue to your Madden, but have you seen the ads for Sunday Night Football?
Oh, no, that was terrible.
It was terrible.
That was a terrible segue.
The new ads go like this. They go, it's Sunday Night Football, the most important game of the week. And it's, of course, Madden, as always, with the hands going like crazy. And his whole thing about it's under the lights. And if it's under the lights, it's a big game.
Yeah, it is. Because in the state, there's a lot of different things going on. But under the lights, there's only one game going on. Under the lights, because there's only enough lights for one game. I mean, all the energy in the world. It's like the Allspark in the Transformers movie. I don't know if you've seen that one
yes,
yet.
Yes, John, yeah.
It's basically the Allspark. And the game is like Optimus Prime going against Megatron right there. And you need that level of light, and you can only hide it of light for one game, and that makes it the important game, and that's what. That
so you're saying,
is.
John, that the games are more important at night than they are during the day?
No, not at night. Under the lights.
Under the lights. Under yeah. the lights, it's a more important
and
game.
And it just happens to be that they're at night. You could put the lights on during the day, but then you wouldn't have them for the night. So it's the games that get the light. You know, they'd say, it's always about, like, go toward the light. Remember that? I think that was Poltergeist, go toward the light.
Yes.
I mean, the light is important. I mean, in the Bible, isn't it the first day God created light? Isn't that?
God created light.
When did God create Brett Favre?
Brett Favre? I got to think about this, because I would have said day one. I would have said day one, but that was light. Uh-huh. And then, you know, if it's like the Force, Brett Favre harnesses the light side. And thus, I mean, every game, if I had it my way, every game would be under the lights with Brett Favre. You know, it wouldn't even have to be at night. I would pull the power of the Allspark during the day and just double up on light. Cause, I mean, like having a lot of spotlights just on Brett Favre. And
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Brett.
My God.
God damn, are you fantastic?
There we go.
I mean, you know.
We talked to you on the phone so much. It's a pleasure to
it
watch
great
you do it.
To just be in here.
Be goddamn funny. Can you stay for a break? If we come back, we'll take some calls.
Sure.
You want to do that?
That would probably be terrible, but we'll try.
And then maybe in the next break.
I heard the call before John Ratzenberger, and that wasn't going so good.
Well, horrible.
Thank God you have somebody else on the phone who is more important.
Charles, he's actually running for Congress. What do you think of that?
But is he John Ratzenberger?
Yeah, what do you think of him running
that's
for Congress?
Crazy.
That's crazy. I thought you were
terrible.
Like,
that's terrible. I know what you're doing. I was going to zig before you zag.
That's
I don't
terrible.
Know what zigging and zagging is all about, but I know that it's not terrible.
It's horrible.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Horrible is a well. The other guy who does it is Walton does terrible too.
Terrible.
Outstanding.
Has there ever been a player better than Detlef Schrempf? Howard Eisley is the best player on the court.
He's not terrible.
We're doubling up on the most annoying human alive.
That's right, talking from a space in his head that's unknown to mankind.
It's like having no cavity outside of your brain.
I don't believe the sound is emanating from his vocal cords. It's coming somewhere else.
It's directly from behind my nose.
You're both horrible.
Hey, thanks for joining in.
Wait, what was
that? You're terrible.
I hurt myself, actually, on that.
All right, listen, if you want to talk to Frank, you know our phone number, 555-1212, from anywhere in America.
That was terrible.
Horrible.
Horrible. That's all I say.
Horrible.
When I stole it from him, it's just terrible. One
that
word,
was horribly you know. Terrible.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.